Voters will be asked this fall whether or not Juneau's school board president Dee Dee Sorensen and vice president Emil Mackey should stay in their seats on the board. On Thursday, Juneau's city clerk's office announced that a local effort to recall the pair has gathered enough signatures to get the two questions on the October 1 ballot, getting nearly 2,400 signatures each.
We want to hold our elected officials responsible and have them be accountable. And so hopefully there will be answers given rather than the public just being ignored.
That's Charles Van Kirk, one of the leaders of the recall effort. The group argues that both Sorensen and Mackey failed to do their duty as board members when the district faced a multi-million-dollar deficit earlier this year. This spring, the school board voted to address that deficit by closing some schools, consolidating grades, and reducing staff. But Van Kirk said those decisions weren't in the best interest of the students or staff, and weren't what the public wanted.
We feel hopeful that the recall will be successful and that the opportunity exists for different people to be on the school board.
Sorensen and Mackey are both set to serve their terms through 2025, and they are the only board members eligible to be recalled from the board. In response to the certification, Mackey says he's deeply concerned about what message this will give to people who want to run for a seat on the board this election and future elections. And he says the effort has been riddled with misinformation from the start.
The damage that this is doing by just misinforming people on its face is extremely counterproductive to the welfare of the school district.
He says he thinks the root issue at play is the board's decision to close Thunder Mountain High School, and he argues it has little to do with him and Sorensen as individual board members.
In my opinion, every person that signed that affidavit either was ignorant or willfully misleading the public as to the facts of what led to the budgetary decisions. They used the budget as an excuse to get it on the ballot, but it's always been about Thunder Mountain.
Sorensen says that as a former teacher in Juneau, every board decision she makes is what she believes is best for students. She says she stands by her budget decisions, but thinks the recall effort is hardly about that.
I think that people are angry, you know, or a certain group of people are extremely angry about the closure of one of the high schools. And with the recall, I think that there's some attempt to assign blame.
She and Mackey say they will continue to advocate for themselves as board members and the decisions they make on it. The next step is for the city clerk to transmit the certified petitions to the assembly at its next meeting. There, the assembly will need to pass a motion to include the question on the ballot. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.